Thank you. Yeah, I understand the argument in a way. Let's say all the requirements of services here could be equally valid for other kinds of national and cross-border services. And now we are focusing those requirements mainly on the international railway passenger hubs. UK, you have the floor. Maybe you have some ideas on this.